First of all, I will tell you that I saw only two of your films, The Lighthouse, I don't know how to say it, and now this one, and I love Don't Worry, I'm Fine, I love it so much. And it surprised me so much that when I was offered the interview, I said yes, I really want to meet the person who made this, and asked him so many questions that I have when I saw the movie. Because mainly what happened for me is that I got connected to the characters, all three characters, the girl, Lily, the father and the mother. And I went on a ride with them, and I didn't know where I was going. I went on a journey, and I didn't know
which follow.
Yeah, and I didn't know what will happen. And when she was hospitalized in the psychiatric ward, I was a little concerned because I didn't know anything about the movie when I came in, and I said, "Oh, is this a movie about anorexia, about psychiatric department?" And I was a little frightened, but then 10 minutes afterwards, she's really. And every turn of the way when she goes looking for him, and then when you find out about the father, you took me by the hand and to a journey with the So you succeeded. That's why.
I want to, I did the film for me first. I want to be the first spectator of the film. And I'm a very physical audience. So I want to believe in the story, and I hate to be set on my sheet and look at a white screen. I want to be in the story. We have to forget that we are in the theater. And after crossing the street, after the film, I think
about the film.
This is the way I want to be an audience. So it's the way I want to be
And I saw the movie with someone, and she told me after the movie that the family looked like a very Jewish family. There's also a moment when she tells her boyfriend, "Don't try to feed me like a Jewish mother." So we started talking. Do you think they were a Jewish family? Maybe, because they say that sentence, "Don't worry, I'm fine, everything is okay," and to keep everything inside and not tell the others what's wrong with your family. We here in Israel think it's a very Jewish characteristic.
It's a family. Family job.
Yeah.
And it's even a short.
Yeah.
Japanese in Tokyo told me no you say. It could happen in the Japanese family because in Japan the father and the mother stay in blocks together in front of children. But Jewish, more certainly, because this is my culture. Around my culture.
Mm-hmm. And tell me how you found the story and how you worked with it.
I only read this book, and it was very little. Mm-hmm. And I spent 2 days and 2 nights to think about what can I do to make a film for this book. And 2 days, and the idea of the construction, and I called Odile Adorn, the writer of the novel,
mm-hmm.
and I said to him, "Okay, Olivier, I read your book, I love it. I want to do the same with this, but I want to tell you a new story. And I told him the story I mentioned. And he said that this to me, he said, oh, I was 20 when I wrote the novel. Try to do it now, I do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a brain construction, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And after I read the script, I said to him, it's strange because this story is so true. You know, when you write a script, I try to do it truly. With the truth is my main arm weapon to write.
Yeah.
And after this one, I said the truth comes alone, easily, too easily. And he said maybe because it's true story. It's this story, I said, to a prisoner camp, yeah. 10 years ago, and he 12 years ago, and he wrote 2 years ago. And what is strange is I'm 50. He Olivier is 32. He was 32. I completely changed the book. You know, I read the book once.
Mm-hmm.
And never open it again. And I changed everything in this story. But there is inside the story something which comes from a 20 years old man, and you cannot change it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the film, there is this twin.
Mm-hmm.
There is a 20 years old twin.
Yeah, the story.
Yeah. And you can break it.
Yeah.
Unbreakable.
And how did you work with the actors? Because I love the acting of Lily in particular.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's when you wrote it true and true and truly,
mm-hmm.
you find the actors you think they are the good character. I'm sorry, you don't work.
No.
Okay.
Oh,
sorry. Okay. And I was sure to have to find this actress with a big and long hair, 20-year-old new girl, who's never seen before, really show before. And I met her after 3 days. The beginning of the casting. And okay, we met again and we had lunch and we spoke. I was short. I saw a short part of a short film she did. She was completely true. So, okay, no practice, no rehearsal. No. Yes, rehearsal, I said, but no. Comment did you do this?
No audition.
Because what could happen? She could be wrong at the audition,
mm-hmm.
because she could be upset. And did I change my name because of this? No,
mm-hmm.
I wanted her. And and she said, the first thing she said to me when she read the script, that's true. But it's the only word I want. Because I know when I write the script that it's true inside, but there is, it's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
A true film, a true story, a true character, a true direction, a true feature, it's not enough.
Yeah.
It could be boring. But I know that in the script, there is also drama. It's strong.
And the Zaman, more than Zaman, is
comment on dit, policier,
Thriller dimension in this film. I love it. Because it's a thriller dimension without cops, without guns, without cars running after each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really for me the story of a family thriller.
Mm-hmm.
And the drama was very strong and not visible. I can see so easily the drama. Like you said to me, that I thought it was after this one and at the end.
Every 10 minutes, something new will happen.
Yeah, the movie, the story, right. And it was in the script. And if the actress were good, and true. What they can do other than to live in the character and to be in the thriller. So direct is to choose first. Direct is to write and to shoot. And after it's only to say there is a line.
Mm-hmm.
And there is the border of the line.
Yeah.
It's tight. It's quiet, yeah? You can walk in. Don't go too much on the right or mission, but
it's
on the hearing. I was on mission a long time ago, so I always heard the actors, and you know, the director at this time said to me, it looks good. It didn't, at the beginning you wanted to say technically, and after that you wanted to say, is it true?
Yeah.
So
So you were
it's musical.
Yeah, it is. So you were when you were sounding, so you were with the earphones or with the boom?
No, with the earphones.
A couple more questions about the movie. During the scene, I think it's the second scene in the movie when they're in the car going out of the parking.
Yeah.
And she's leaving a message to Luis, right, his brother. And at this time, the only second thing I didn't know that we will never see the movie in the movie. How, again, working with the actor or her preparation for the role, she managed to make us believe that there is such a strong connection between her and the brother, that they're a team against the parents. There are two teams. And they understand each other.
They don't look each other, they understand.
Yeah, they understand, and they're a team against the parents. And the minute she leaves him the message, in a little, it's a little, she whispers, but makes it loud enough for her parents to hear that she's sure that he will call her back. There is something in that scene that I went, oh. It's like the real connection. So at first I thought maybe there was a connection between the actors, but only afterwards when I realized that there is no link, there is no one to ask, how did the actress manage to, because I talked to people who are twins and there is a very very strong connection, like the telepathy or something that How did you work with her? What did she do in preparation for this? Or was it just coming from the inside?
Facial, maybe, it's, you know, I'm in the moment I'm writing a new script, and I spend my time to write the lines again and again and again and again. Until the moment it becomes basic. And when it's basic, it's you believe it. You believe it. Because we speak basic. Yeah. Sorry, English. Global basic. That when you use the good words to say the thing, you don't act. You know, the only thing I say to the actors on the set is, I believe, I don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
And also, sometimes I can say, I feel you in the next. Yeah. No one.
The directing is for me.
I see the actor.
Yeah.
And if I see the actor or I hear the actor, I don't hear you. You know, and she's incredible, you know. She will also to be so natural.
Mm-hmm.
I show only this in some big American actress, Naomi Watts, or mm-hmm. girls like that. I asked her from the film, I said, when you are in the double, mm-hmm. your mind is like, you don't want to cry. You come alone. You never let you going in the chair. They're driving you in the chair. You are driven in the chair, but you always want to mask it. And it's difficult because for an actor on set, she had to cry. Difficult to cry. And I say, come on, sister. You must not cry. You must stop crying before it comes. She said, yes, I know. Difficult. And I'm not this kind of director who helps the by fighting teachers
here
come. I don't know. I am trying to find the best way for her or for him, and he changed his day. The way to work with them changed this day. We are different people there today.
How many days of shooting did you
have? 9 weeks.
And when you begin as a sound engineer, did you know that you want to become a
director? I didn't know anybody in this career camp. And long time ago, I wrote short films, but after I took the tour, I only wanted to write there, and but I was looking for the subject which could be national and international, and I found it with the career of the guy in the airport who lived in the airport for 5 years. Because he cannot go back in his country and can enter in France. And the story of the guy who lives in the in English, in the Chaldegora Fortune first.
Yeah.
And
then it was made into another movie.
Yeah.
I didn't see
the copy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure of this. I'm sure of this. The, because they say they on the first when the film arrived in France, Camino, when the film arrived in France, the friend of mine, journalist, said to me, come to see this. It's your the beginning of your after it's a bullshit. The beginning of your is the beginning of conversation. I went to the theater, I saw this, and I said, my God, incredible. And I saw the press book, and in the press book they said they made Alfred Nérin, the guy who inspired me the film. And they said they paid him copyright, his life.
So you didn't talk to anybody from Spielberg or DreamWorks about it? You didn't?
Probably from Canon in America. And I don't think Spielberg is part of something in the scriptwriter is definitely and they say, oh, friendship, okay. And you know, I could. I many lawyers called me and said, we go? They say, no, don't go. You see me? I'm from Froggy. Little Froggy, if I can, Steven Spielberg and Terror of Lawyers. No.
You said you were writing now a new screenplay. Yeah. Can you tell us about this story? About it?
Yeah. Thank you. It's a story. I'd like to make the big history and the small story.
Mm-hmm.
And I found the subject of it and the show. It's the story of you know, in north of France, there is each day 500 students who wants to cross the channel to go to England. They come from Darfur, Afghanistan, everywhere. They want to go to England because there is a job for them. Black. That's a common
black work,
and you know, big community, possibility for them to live, with no war. And they cannot pass through the channel. So they are blocked from Calais, and there's a terrible night there. So this is very hard. And it's the story of the guy, a 17 years old guy who comes, who wants to cross any camp. It's full winter, the water is very cold, and but it's only 30 kilometers, who wants to cross.
That's swimming.
Okay. And he goes to the swimming pool, that's it. And he makes a swimming master, and he asks him to show him a good way to swim. And it's the story of this guy.
It's a true story or?
It's a part of the true story because many of the refugees try to by swimming. And he held them down. And and one of them went to the swimming pool to practice, and he met a swimming master. After the story changed, the meeting happened, really sweet meeting.
Are there films that you like, that you think are influencing you, that you, when you started or when you were younger?
I think the worst cinema worldwide influenced me from my young age. But there is films I love much more than the others, surely. But there is not one film, I don't know. Maybe there is, maybe a little for the actors sometimes. Mm-hmm. Maybe, but not so sure. Maybe for the people in film. But maybe also, Four Friends, I should say. I don't know if you remember this film. Some of the 80s. It was an incredible film. And, surely, Woody Allen, surely the actors who don't look at them filming.
Hmm.
No. They are right, they are true, and they don't look themselves in the mirror.
And do you think this is what critics do, but when you look at the films you've made, is there a subject that is interesting for you to explore more than others? There's I'm asking if there's something that you think, oh, this is good for me.
In the subject, before you go to do the film?
Yeah, if there's something that is...
I don't know. You mean, if I could think this subject is good for me?
Yeah. For example, because I only saw The Lighthouse and this, in both movies, there is a young girl coming home after she's been away, and discovering new things about her parents, about her family.
Yes. You tell me something I didn't know.
And this forces her to grow up, to be mature, to become from a little girl into an adult. Tom Lucille, you said, and now you say this story about the English Channel, about people who are foreign from there.
Tom Lucille was my first film.
This one.
Yeah, yeah.
From
looking blue is the title.
If they both sound in the subject, because I didn't see them, about people who are foreigners are stuck.
I'm sure
you say you're foreigner,
I am foreigner everywhere, worldwide. I'm foreigner,
also in France.
I'm sure in France.
How is the
way? I don't know. I'm foreigner for the moment here we are three.
Mm-hmm.
If there is 10 people, I'm a foreigner, and I think you are too.
So it's inside, it doesn't have to do with, it's a feeling.
It's a feeling, yes. But je crois qu'on a besoin d'être, de se sentir un peu un étranger pour raconter des histoires.
Because then you can look from the outside.
Yeah. You look through a window.
And
I don't know. completely
new information for me too. Yes, now I will certainly look for your other movies on DVD and see, see what else.
There is a fact with my five stone, which is on the.
I wondered about the pronunciation of your name. Is it Lure? Yeah, it's not Lure. So that's about all the questions that I have.
I have no more answers.
So thank you very much for coming here and for answering the questions. And again, I love the movie so much, so I just wanted to.
I hope this picture so early, because for me it's very important this type of market in the world, because it's more and more difficult to do the stuff with myself and friends, because of the TV who always wants prime time stories. And the prime time stories. It becomes. After I did the film, prime time stories. First, for Mademoiselle, really want. For Mrs. A, the writer, and also for this one. I had no financial partner. They said, what do you want to do? Why do you want to do this film? I was very like a young guy in garage, this energy girl, she can see this story. No, okay, it's not prime time. So I very, very, very feel wonderful to do this. And when it was finished, all these guys showed the film and said, oh, you changed something. I said, no, it's exactly the street you're in. So after it was successful in the theater,
yeah, it was in France, it was a very
specific 1 million people, 5 series, an animation, 2 series, and the GD at the reach, first 6 weeks, American, Caribbean, Cuba, Paris, and from Chifuzo, this story, the hardware, the change. So now it's prime time because of this. The next film, when I arrive with my refugee story, I need that the worldwide business, from my incredible English. It wasn't a good years, and the next film. The Italian shooter would say, oh, I want to buy and get some money more to do the next thing. And also it's important to have opportunity of meeting and confronting points of view about story, that people come from another education and culture. Well, maybe it's but it was strange with Japanese, right? It's for me, Japanese is heavy. It's the moon. Japanese is the moon. And they come from Mars.
It's Mars, different.
And when I and the same meeting with the Japanese journalist, for me it was changed. Because at the end, the same question and the same feeling, but with different codes.
Okay. So I hope for you that it will be successful and we'll see, we'll meet when you cross the channel again.
Thank you,
okay.